Hello and welcome to the Business Spotlight. I'm Terry James in rural Reynolds today. Some of my favorite people here at Charlie's Tax Service, they are ready for a busy tax season. We want to say hello to Bob Winter, Chris Meskin, and Lisa Littweiler. Bob, we're going to start with you. First of all, Charlie's Tax Service, the same location since 1973. This is what, your 52nd year?
Yeah, Terry, thanks for having us today. Yeah, it's hard to believe we're beginning our 52nd tax season here at Charlie's. A little history on the business. You probably heard some of this on the radio before, but Charlie started back in 1973, as you mentioned, and he ended up going to an income tax seminar, and it was put on by an accounting firm in Moline, and he came home with a PC and the software to do taxes, and that's where it's kind of all started. He kind of taught himself how to use the PC and started doing a few returns for some family members and neighbors. It was down in the basement of this house where he lived. And it's, like you said, we're still located in the same place west of Reynolds. And I think he kind of realized soon that it was a lot warmer down in the basement doing taxes during the winter months than being outside working with the hogs. So I think that was another deciding point where he started to consider the tax business a little more seriously. And needless to say, the business has grown quite a bit from when Charlie started. And sadly, Charlie passed away in the March of 23, but we're carrying on the business for him. So.
And the great thing about Charlie's Tax Service, people that understand the agriculture community working with farmers.
Yeah, we do a lot of farm returns. We kind of do all kinds of returns, but people like us because they can come in and we do some pre-season planning and they can make some last-minute decisions on that.
Well, and that takes us over to Chris Meskin here at Charlie's Tax Service. Opened since 1973. Nothing's changed in the tax code since then, has it?
We wish it was still that simple, Terry. Yeah, so I would say from last year to this year, we haven't had a lot of changes, but there's always something new that comes up. You know, last year to this year, it's really just things that are indexed with inflation. So folks will get more of a standard deduction, which helps. The tax brackets have increased slightly. So what that means is generally folks will stay in the same tax bracket as they were last year, which is usually a good thing. And Bob mentioned this a little bit. You know, what types of returns do? We do personal returns, and these are folks who might have a W-2 or Social Security interest statements. We'll do a lot of farm returns, and those we really enjoy doing. And as Bob mentioned, that's one where we can do some planning. We do a lot of small businesses, folks at a construction company, maybe a service business. We'll do corporations, a lot of LLCs and partnerships, S-Corps, and trusts and estates as well. So we try to cover the gamut, but we're focused a lot on personal, small business, farm-type returns.
And Lisa Littweiler is here. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
Good.
Now, 2025 tax season. How are things shaping up? I know it's early on. They just started accepting returns for the IRS, right?
Yep. Well, we are taking appointments starting this week, and just yesterday they started accepting them at the IRS. Currently, we are preparing 1099s and W-2s and sending them out for our clients. If you know you need to get those tax forms sent out, it may not be a bad idea to get that information to us this week so as to meet the January 31st mailing deadline. We have three options as far as preparation of your return. We have the in-person by appointment, which do fill up pretty quickly, or you could drop off your items if that better fits your schedule. And thirdly, we do have the secure portal that you can put your documents in there and not have to worry about making the trip over. Our office hours for the season will be 8 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. If you plan to drop off after hours, we do have a secure drop box near our parking lot that we check numerous times daily. We do typically have a 2 to 3 day turnaround depending on the complexity of those returns.
Still though, a great number of options to get your information to Charlie's Tax Service so they can get things ready for you to sign and get the refund in the mail or direct deposited back to you. Again, contact Charlie's Tax Service. Bob, can I get your phone number real quick?
Yeah, our number is 309-372-8868. And also, we have a webpage, Charlie's Tax, you can look at and get information from that as well.
Sounds great. Charlie's Tax Service, your solution for your 2024 taxes being done here in 2025. They're in rural Reynolds, and I'm Terry James on the Business Spotlight.